as Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley live with the unfolding impact of COVID-19, and now the aftermath of the severe weather that ripped through this area and across the Southeast, it's a time for people who serve the community every day to step up above and beyond. Ladarius Price is Community Outreach Manager at Sempa Community Care here in Chattanooga. We spoke with him late last week.
Ladarius, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How are you doing outreach at a time like this?
I look back at my calendar and just taking the month of March and really looking at all the dates that I was supposed to be different places doing education and just out in the field doing, you know, what I've been called to do at Sempa. And to see how all of those things have been canceled, you really try to wrap your mind around, like, how did all of this, you know, just come about so quickly? And I really wanted to stay invested in the community because I know how important it is during a time like this. So once Sempa said, well, during this time, you guys can pretty much work from home because, you know, of everything that's going on. And for me, really working from home is not an option. Because, you know, even with me being at Sempa, I'm hardly ever in the office. So my point in saying all of that is there was no really way for me to do what Sempa's called me to do by working from home. So a couple of my friends, Pastor Chris Sands and Minister LaQuisha Ewing, they started We Over Me Chattanooga because, you know, we understood the great need as we work with so many youth and kids on a day-to-day basis. The only time that they're able to get a meal is when they go to school. And with the abrupt shutdown of school, we started to think about how is it that we can continue on serving our communities during this time. So we've just been out every day since all of this is taking place in different communities that we typically serve in, just feeding people lunch on a daily basis, sometimes even dinner. We've been out, I was calculating, I said we wanted to do, from our perspective of Sempa and outreach and us using our money and resources, we wanted to at least be able to feed 1,000 lunches per week. And we've been able to do that, and it's really been a blessing. So grateful for Sempa. You know, they could have easily said, you know, well, right now we're not using any of our program income. We're just going to shut all of those things down. And we'll pick back up when all of this is over with. But Shannon, the CEO, and Corey, which is the COO, which is my direct supervisor, they just said, whatever it is that you need to take from your budget, we're going to open up and give you free rein to be able to do that, to be, you know, continue being an asset to the community. So that's what my days have been filled with since all of this took place.
What are some of the challenges that you and others have had to figure out as you go from day to day helping people?
Really just assessing what the real needs are. And even though we have a great pulse on what is needed, during a time like this, there's a lot of uncertainty that takes place. So that's where really the relationship that we have with the community and community members really comes into play. And just finding out what is it that, you know, they truly need, and whether it be the youth or their parents or even, you know, the elderly. I think the elderly has been a forgotten group during this time. So even going out and talking to people and finding out what the real needs are, it all goes back to the relationships that you have built prior to something like this taking place.
What are you hearing from people? What are they telling you?
People are hurting. People are going without. People are truly in need. I see so many grandmothers and grandfathers on a day-to-day basis that are raising their grandkids. They already have limited resources because of where they are in life. You know, they're needing help just from a survival standpoint of just providing meals on a day-to-day basis for their families. I've seen grandmothers that have said, you know, I haven't eaten in 2 or 3 days to make sure that my grandkids are eating. So it pulls at your heartstrings a great deal because you never want to see people go without, and you never want to see lack really hitting home the way that it is right now. But it is. They're really needing assistance and they're needing help. And just to be quite frank, because I am, and I just speak the truth, I'm very transparent. A lot of times there are people that are making decisions for individuals that they don't have a relationship with. So that's why it's so important for the people such as myself that are the boots on the ground, that, you know, what I do day in and day out is I'm in the trenches with individuals. It's important to go to those individuals and find out what the needs are instead of saying, well, I think this is what this community may need.
How do you continue to operate in the trenches while practicing guidelines for social distancing?
Honestly, it's just common sense. It's not rocket science. You follow the CDC requirements and the things that they've set forth as you go out. So when you go into a community and you're feeding, of course, you have your gloves on. Of course, you're wearing a mask. Of course, you're asking everyone to comply with the 6-foot rule, and you do what you're supposed to do. You feed, and then you go home. You don't congregate and stand around and talk and laugh and play. It's just you going into those communities to get a job done, and you just adhere to the rules that have been set forth.
You're helping to feed people, but you're probably also hearing about a few other things, such as jobs and rent.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And, you know, it's one of those things where people or the economy is attempting to put things in place to try to assist people, whether it be, you know, pushing payments back and things of that nature. But, you know, we're even having parents that are in some of your areas that are not looked at as low income areas that are really having a hard time right now with them trying to make a decision. Do I feed my family? Or do I pay rent this month? We're seeing things like that constantly from day to day. And, you know, I'm always sensitive to the fact that I've been blessed to work for an agency that right now they're paying us. And I really want to highlight that Simple is, you know, even though they've sent some of their employees home, they're not furloughed. You know, we're being paid during this time. So they've shown us that our health to them is a great priority. And when I say health, it's not just physically, because when you're going without from a monetary or financial standpoint, then it messes with your mental health as well. Shout out to Simple for them creating an environment that says we truly care about our employees. But, you know, I know everybody's not in that position. You know, I'm married with 5 children. My wife works from home. She works for Unum. So she's still blessed to be able to work, and she's not furloughed, and our income is flowing as normal. But for a lot of other people that I talk to, even friends and family members, and during this time, they're having to figure out what they're going to do as far as how they're going to provide for their family. And I mean, it's just something that it hits you in the face unexpectedly, because, you know, nobody was expecting this to be the way that it has been. So it's one thing to prepare for something, but it's something totally different when it's unexpected. And you're talking about the pressure of money and finances and how you're going to provide for your family.
Talk to us about the other hat that you wear at a nonprofit called PEAK.
PEAK stands for Placing Emphasis Around Kids. And just to, you know, give you just an idea of what we do, even during this time, I have a scholarship that's in my mother's name where we pay for books for college kids. During the winter months, just this past winter, we gave away 500 brand new coats. So we have a coat drive every year. During the summer months, we have a free basketball clinic where we teach basketball skills. We feed kids as well as giving them the enrichment part of life, because sports is about so much more than just bouncing or throwing a football. And then also the education standpoint as it relates to teaching kids how to make good and healthy decisions. So even with that, you know, my calendar is already full for the summer, but that remains to be seen if I would be able to facilitate doing any of that work. So during this time, of course, I've used a lot of my budget and resources from Simple as it relates to community outreach, but I also have resources and funds that I utilize for PEAK as well. And just during this time, I'm using those resources out in the community to just help people and be a blessing to them. And then, you know, people are still giving when I do fundraisers and stuff like that to facilitate these programs. During this time, people are like, well, let me contribute $100 a week to help you feed different communities and things like that. So as I go out into the community, of course, I'm in my simple vein and I have on simple shirts and things like that. But people also know me from the work that has been done with Peak, from, you know, the organization that my wife and I, that we run. I'm wearing multiple hats when I go out, but the goal and the mission is pretty much the same.
But what you'll be providing to parents and kids going forward, that's likely to change given the shift to online learning.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even with my kids, it's been a tall task watching my wife, because as I go out and do this work, my wife is now a school teacher. That has changed drastically. I mean, it's not just for my household, it's for multiple households. And let me also say that during this time, being out with kids and seeing them in their communities, you're asking them, hey, are you getting your assignments done? Are you doing your schoolwork on a day-to-day basis? There are challenges there. Every community, I've seen EPB out in East Lake putting up hotspots to try to help with having Wi-Fi in the different communities so kids could utilize the Chromebooks that have been given to them. But in those homes, if you're there with a person that is not fluent as it relates to technology and working with Chromebooks, so you're in the house. I think about my dad and him being 65, and if my kids were being raised by him, I think about the challenges that would be there for much like many of the kids that we service on a day-to-day basis that are being raised by their grandparents. I think about my wife, she's intelligent, but at the same time, you're attempting to make sure that you get your work done for your job. At the same time, we have a 6-year-old that's in kindergarten that she's going through her work with her, and then also in the house a 6th grader, and then a 8th grader, and then a 11th grader. So my point is, yes, during this time, things have really, really changed, even from an education and an outreach standpoint of being able to reach kids so they don't lose the information that they had been educated with and imparted to up until this point.
And where can people go online for more information at SEMPA and at Peak?
As it relates to SEMPA, of course, you can always go to www.sempa.org, and that is SEMPA.org. And it gives everything that we're about, our mission, our outreach, the services that we provide. Also on Facebook, you can type in SEMPA Community Care, and our Facebook page gives the same type of information. It really gives a more in-depth, the really day-to-day things that are going on. They're giving great information as it relates to CDC guidelines, as well as, you know, the things that have been set forth on a county and state level. And then, you know, as it relates to PEAK, you can go on Facebook and type in PEAK, and you'll be able to see, you know, all of the things that we're providing, the things that we're doing out in the community. Very quickly, during this time, we are at SEMPA utilizing our virtual and live workouts. So people can go on Facebook and they can type in our name and join us and follow us. And they're able every Tuesday and Thursday to get a free workout in the comfort of their own home at 6:30 from the amazing Toad Taylor, who's our fitness instructor, and then Keenan Daniels, the $1 Million Man, who is our DJ. And it's a very fun and energetic way to, you know, stay fit and stay active during this time. And then we will launch our youth edition of the Workout Jam, and it will be on YouTube. I mean, you just type in SEMPA Community Care, you'll see the videos there of us doing something that's centered around youth, and it can be their recess for the day as they're being educated at home. So we're continuing to be just a pillar and a foundation in many of the communities that we serve.
All right, Ladarius, thanks so much.
Thank you.